Continue with me in prayer. God of today and of tomorrow, help us to know that you are here, present with us as we pray. Help us know that you are listening, filling us with your Spirit in each and every breath we take. Like Zechariah and Mary, we sing gratitude for what exists and praise for what could be. Thank you, Creator God, for filling our days with beautiful things like candlelight and freshly baked bread, evergreen trees and family dinner, creases in a good book, and the sound of our dog running to meet us, the comfort of our own bed beneath weary bones. For the gift of new life in Taya, the gift of this community, who embodies so well God's presence with us. We are grateful that Roxanne's mom has transitioned into an independent living facility and that she is making friends there, joining in activities and settling in well. Roxanne and John express gratitude for the Stone Church and the ways in which we have prayed with them through this transition, and the ways in which we continue to pray. We join with Gail in celebrating that Scott will be with her after Christmas for several days, and the joy that having him in her life and in ours brings. God, we have so much to be grateful for, so many praises to sing. And yet Mary did not only sing in response to your goodness, Mary also sang for your future goodness. We too pray for the ways that the world is not as it should be, hoping for you to come and be with us. We pray for Kate, who continues to struggle with pain from bulging discs in her back and in her neck. May she find healing quickly. For Rena, who's recovering from a broken rib, and also for Quinera, who is having health struggles of her own. For Barb, who is recovering at the Oaks after a fall, and Luke's mother, Eleanor, recovering from a stroke. We're so glad that she was able to come home this week. Here are prayers for Corey's dad, who will have surgery for prostate cancer. We're so glad to learn that he has a good prognosis. We pray for Rick's friend Jeff Smeltzer, who passed away. Be with Jeff's wife, Jill, and their three children as they grieve. We pray for Louise's neighbor, Steve, who has been having heart problems, and Carol's great-grandbaby, Waylon, who has been diagnosed with cancer. For Laura's friend, Tyree, who continues his long legal journey toward justice. And for Eddie, who will be having surgery on his hand in January. For Jess's friend, who has had so many heavy things in her life, including the death of her brother and a serious illness in her three-year-old child. We pray for Drew as he recovers from a procedure to stretch his esophagus. And for Myrna's brother-in-law, who had bypass surgery. We're so glad that he has been able to come home. We pray, too, for Myrna's sister-in-law, who has had to move in order to get the care that she needs and is struggling with that transition. Lord, hear our prayers for Craig and for his family, for a sibling's friend, Ed, whose dog died suddenly. We continue to lift up Kate and Jennifer, who is fighting to live another year, but is also having financial burdens from her cancer treatments. We pray for friends Joan and her husband Willie and their daughter Susan, as Joan is in hospice care at the Oaks. And for Westminster Woods friends Nancy and Laura, who are continuing their health challenges. God, we pray for Elsie, who's not able to be with us this morning, but is joining us over Zoom. She has RSV. Help her feel better, God. There is so much that is heavy around us. So God, may we partner with you in the work of transforming the world, turning injustice on its head, lifting up the poor and the hungry, comforting the sick and the aching, tending the lonely and the lost. Open our eyes to the ways Mary prayed a song of protest, a song declaring what the world could be, what it would be, what it should be. We take one step closer to your kingdom by seeking to embody her prophetic song of hope. We join our voices to hers, our longings to hers. Down through the years, together we pray. Our souls magnify the Lord, and our spirits rejoice in God our Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowly state of his servants. Surely, from now on, all generations will call us blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for us, and holy is his name. Indeed, his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his child Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah and to their descendants forever. May it be so. Amen.
If you had been listening in at the Latimer House not so long ago, you might have heard the three brave young boys enacting a scene from one of their new favorite books. It started with a song. Our boys would start singing, "Oh, the dragonettes are coming. They're coming to save the day." It's from the book Wings of Fire by Tui Sutherland. Sam introduced us to it, I think. The young dragonettes of destiny have been captured by the wicked Queen Scarlet, and they're chained up at night alongside her other prisoners, awaiting their doom. When one of them starts to sing, "Oh, the dragonettes are coming. They're coming to save the day." One by one, the other prisoners start to sing alongside them until the whole prison is full of song. "They're coming to fight, for they know what's right. The dragonettes are coming." Our boys would start singing, and then one of them would take on the role of the evil queen, shouting at them to stop that infernal racket. It's not just the noise that bothered the queen. She, like most tyrants, recognized the threat in these songs. For these songs embody the strength and hope of a people that might one day just rise up and find themselves free. In this morning's readings, we find ourselves on the brink of that holy night. Over the past few weeks, we've heard the promises of angels to Zechariah and Elizabeth and to Mary. Mary visits Elizabeth, and the two find strength in one another's company. Then we get the story of John's birth and his naming when Zechariah is finally able to speak. But right here, mixed in with these stories, Luke has two of his main characters burst into song. It's like something out of a Broadway show. First, Mary sings of a world about to turn. And then, after John is born, Zechariah sings of God's deliverance. These two songs set the stage for the whole gospel. They proclaim the good news, the promise of these special children. Mary's song speaks to the turning, God's faithfulness towards the downtrodden. She speaks of a reversal of justice in the past tense, in the certainty of hope, declaring it already accomplished. God has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. God has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. These words didn't necessarily reflect her reality. She's an unwed pregnant teenager, a poor native living in a land occupied by a powerful empire. And yet, she sings of God's power that will prevail. Then Zechariah, after John is born, Zechariah holds him and sings hope and promise into the life of this newborn child. God has raised up a mighty Savior for us. And you, child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give his people the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. The dawn from on high will break upon us to shine upon those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace. These are powerful songs. Songs that we sing together even now in the hope of a world made new. Because it's not just dragons. These songs of resistance work in us too. Think of "We Shall Overcome" in the marches of the civil rights movement. Senzanina in apartheid South Africa. Small acts in the West Indian communities of London, even the words of Psalm 40 along the Berlin Wall. How long to sing this song? The music stirs something in us, inspires us to rise once more under the breach. The Reverend Cecilia Armstrong writes of the civil rights anthem, "Lift Every Voice and Sing," that the lyrics insist that we let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. The music insists that even when our feet are weary from the death of hope that isn't even born yet, we are encouraged to stand. Now, sometimes Sometimes the hurt is too much. The grief is too great. And the words just won't come. Sometime after Cindy's brother died, she recalled standing next to her father in church as the congregation sang the old hymn, "When Peace Like a River." And when the chorus came round, she looked over at her dad and realized that he wasn't singing. Those words, "It is well with my soul," they just wouldn't come. But there he stood, surrounded by the church family that had been a part of his life since he was very young. They sang the words for him when he himself could not sing it. They carried the song until days came when he could once again sing it for himself. Sometimes we sing for each other. When it's all too much, we carry each other. This evening we will sing, "O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie." Even though at this moment it's not a place where stillness reigns. And yet still we sing. We sing it as an act of defiant hope. Like Mary and Zechariah, we sing hope into a weary world. We light candles of hope and peace, love and joy during Advent to shine in the darkness. They remind us of the vision, remind us who we are and who we hope to become. We sing of the world made new. And then we get up together. We rise up with the strength to stand once more, to continue the work for peace and justice. Until God's kingdom come. We sing these stories, these songs of hope every year. We sing what we believe, what is and what will be, and then we start to believe what we sing because there is a power in the music. So lift every voice and sing. Sing high as the listening skies of the light shining in the darkness. Sing a song full of faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of hope that the present has bought us. For the world is about to turn. Amen. Family of faith, as you leave this place, you go into a weary world. So speak tenderly. Do the good that is yours to do. Choose connections. Sing songs of hope and resilience, for our deliverer is coming. The Christ child is coming soon. So go rejoicing. The world needs it. Amen.